Good day, Shell Point community. My name is Garth Crundwell, Director of Spiritual Services. The contemporary Christian group Mercy Me released a song recently that addresses a subject that, well, most people don't like to consider, let alone talk about, death.
You said my fate was sealed. You said my days were numbered. Case closed with no appeal. My future 6 feet under, messing with my head in ghost fashion. My heart was holding its breath, terrified of taking my last one. Oh, death, you scared me to death. Whoa.
One of the things that I had not considered when I took this position was how close you get to some residents and how you feel when those residents pass away. Somehow we just expect people to always be there, right? Well, until they're not. Yet it should have been clear to me because death is a part of life and is a reality here at Shell Point.
My faith don't flinch at your wrath. Devil gon' get off of my shoulder. You thought you had the last laugh. You thought this song was over.
The writer to the book of Hebrews reminds us of the power of Christ over death when he says, since the children have flesh and blood, he too shared in their humanity, so that by his death he might break the power of him who holds the power of death, that is, the devil, and free those who all their lives were held in slavery by their fear of death. Hebrews chapter 2, verses 14 and 15. So while death is a part of life and a part of a reality here at Shell Point, it's not something to be feared. For the Christ follower, it's rather something to be embraced. Christ has overcome the power of Satan and death, and has freed all those whose lives have been committed to Jesus Christ from the powerful hold that death has on their lives. We work so hard to try to avoid death, don't we? The medical advances are staggering. We work out at the gym, we try to eat right, we count our calories, we ride our bikes, go for walks, play pickleball, and we work on our mental health. Here at Shell Point, we promote healthy living. Village Church promotes a living a life of forgiveness, purpose, and hope in Jesus Christ, challenging the church to find purpose beyond playing golf, pickleball, or watching Jeopardy. Sociologists and gerontologists tell us that having a purpose in life helps promote good health and longevity. I'm told that on average, Shell Pointers live 10 years longer than the general population. But even given all that, death still finds us. Scripture acknowledges this when the writer to the Hebrews declares, and just as each person is destined to die once, and after that comes judgment.
Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of you, I know I'm just passing through. Oh, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of you, I know I'm just passing through.
What I have appreciated, however, in my interactions with Christ followers at the Larson Health Center is that they have embraced their mortality calmly and look forward to heaven with great anticipation. They know and understand that this world is only a temporary stop and that heaven is their true home. I've had numerous conversations with residents who are in fact quite impatient to get to their true home. Why hasn't God taken me home yet? Is the theme I hear regularly. In fact, every time I stopped by to visit with one of our dear residents who passed away last year, he would say to me one of two things. Why hasn't God taken me home yet? Or, you probably won't see me tomorrow. I think today is the day God will take me home. Of course, we don't know the day or the hour that death will find us. But when it does, it comes as a friend for the Christ follower, because it means we're moving into the presence of God and to our true home. My friend Lois had been afflicted with cancer. She struggled with it for several years, but in those last months of her life, it really began to take a toll on her breathing and her strength, but not her spirit. She knew she was dying and knew that death was imminent, yet that didn't seem to get her down. She had a circle of friends who would literally pick her up and help her get into the back of a car and drive her to church each Sunday and even Wednesday for prayer meeting. Lois came that last Wednesday evening to prayer meeting, practically being carried into the church. I remember looking at her and saying, "Lois, what are you doing here?" She couldn't make it through the whole service, and eventually her friends helped her back to the car and took her home. They sat with her throughout the remainder of the evening, and they said somewhere around midnight, Lois suddenly sat up, lifted her hands to the ceiling with a great big smile spreading across her face, and then she fell back onto her bed. When they checked her, she had passed away. She evidently saw something or someone just before she passed away, and she never felt the sting of death because she knew the one who had defeated death. Lois was a Tolkien fan. Allow me to finish with a conversation between Pippin and Gandalf that epitomizes not only the end of Lois's journey, but the journey of all Christ followers.
I didn't think it would end this way.
End? No, the journey doesn't end here. Death is just another path. One that we all must take. The grey rain curtain of this world rolls back and all turns to silver glass. And then you see it.
What? Gandalf? See what?
White shores. And beyond. A far green country. And to a swift sunrise.
That isn't so bad.